You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Connor Delaney, founder of Good Life Advisors, that is based on the impetus to promote a financial services culture dedicated to the client and the individual advisors rather than a culture of sales and corporate profits. Connor, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. So tell us, for starters, what is Good Life Advisors?
So Good Life Advisors is a federally registered investment advisor. So for those that aren't as familiar, in essence, we are like a smaller version of a UBS or a Morgan Stanley or a Merrill Lynch. Our broker-dealer is LPL Financial, the largest independent broker-dealer in the country. But for the majority of the work that gets done day to day here, we are a registered investment advisor, and we are a collaboration of about 60 advisors serving in 26 different states in the country, their clients and small businesses and everything like that in their respective communities.
On another front, what motivated you to start a business at such a young age?
So my story was a little bit different. I'll give you the quick version so that everybody doesn't fall asleep. But I grew up in a place outside of New York City. My parents are school teachers, and I saw the commitment that they had to their community and to their schools and everything like that. But the byproduct of that was that we struggled a lot. We were in a very wealthy area, and so the majority of my life, my parents didn't have any money to save. I didn't know the difference between a stock and mutual fund, and none of that stuff made sense to me. But my parents, my father died the day after I graduated high school. Suddenly, he had contracted Legionella from the school that he was teaching at, and I found him the day after graduation, and he passed away on Father's Day a few days later. And then my mom shortly thereafter started to have strokes, and so, you know, I had actually already gotten into the licensing process by the time that she got sick, but my path led me into financial services because really for two reasons. Number one, it was very interesting to me to see all the mistakes that somebody can make when they don't have, you know, a leader to help them walk through their financial planning journey. And number two, it was sort of survival of the fittest. I had to get out of the gates and get going and switch to night school so I could start and run a business during the day and provide for my family, my brother, my sister, and my mom and such. So I truly believe that everything happens for a reason, which is why I'm here today. And we've had the success that we've had over the last 10 years. But It was really unfortunate circumstances that led us to the good fortune that we have today.
Now, it certainly does take a leader and leadership style to run a business and even start a business like yourself. What would you say is your style of leadership?
I always preach to our folks here. We've created probably about 50 jobs throughout the country, but 25 of them have been local here in this suburb outside of Philadelphia, and I always tell them, you know, I believe in servant leadership, and the servant leader is somebody that's willing to jump into the trenches with their staff, right? It's the guy that's saying, hey, he's not going to ask you to do something that he hasn't done before and that he's not willing to do again. So that leadership from the front mentality, kind of the first person into the office each day and the last person to lock up at the end of the day, I think that goes a long way. Not micromanaging the team, but empowering each person to do their respective job, knowing that and having the confidence that myself and my partner Courtney have been in that position before as we built this thing really from a two-person company up to what it's become today. So I think if you give the people the ability to experience their own success and give them the also the ability to fail. And that's okay. That's a part of the journey. But also as their leader to help them lift them up and to help them develop and become the best professionals that they can be. It's sort of a win-win situation for me as a person that is benefiting from the success of their work, and also for them because they've been able to develop in an environment where they're comfortable reaching the expectations that they're capable of reaching.
Today we're joined by Connor Delaney, founder of Good Life Advisors here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, understand that company culture is important to you. Tell us about your company's culture, if you would.
Sure. We, my partner and I had some experiences with family businesses growing up, and so the tightrope that we're always walking is that our people here, like for example, my office here, the 20 or so people that come to work in this space here every day, we spend so much time together, really probably more than what I spend with my wife and my two children, and with that they spend with their respective families and such. So we're very close. It kind of has that feeling of a family business. I know a lot about each one of my employees and their kids and their staff, their family and stuff like that. But you know, for example, we Thanksgiving. I don't have a large family, and so Thanksgiving at my house, I had just sort of shot a message out to everybody that works in the office saying, hey, you know, feel free to come by after you wrap up with things with each of your families. And before you know it, the entire company was at my house for sort of post-Thanksgiving festivities and such. So we kind of run the business like a corporation, like anybody would run or should run a corporation that is as expansive as we've been able to be. But we don't want to lose that feeling of sort of having each other's back like a close family would.
Yeah, I certainly like the culture that I'm hearing. That's very attractive and appealing if one is even considering working for you and your firm. Now, lastly, how do you hope to grow Good Life Advisors?
So it's really been kind of grassroots. When we started this thing, like I said, it was just myself and my partner, Courtney, and probably had about $80 million or so in assets that we managed for clients and business owners here in Berks County, Pennsylvania. But now today we stand at well over $1 billion in assets. And how that's happened is really proof of concept. Courtney and I both played sports growing up. We both are okay with that kind of nose to the ground work ethic of rolling up our sleeves and getting our hands dirty. And I think that really resonated as we built the product that became Good Life today. And so the way that Good Life grows is really when the average person that's out and about in coffee shops and going to work every day and whatnot, they started to sort of pivot and say, hey, my dream used to be that I would be worthy or well enough to be a client of Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley. I know my parents used to say, hey, that big white building on Broad Street in Red Bank, the Morgan Stanley building or the Dean Witter building, I would love to have enough to go there one day and be a client of theirs. And then 2008 happened. And I feel like since 2008, there's almost been a total change in perspective where they really would rather have the access to their advisor and know that their advisor is accountable to them rather than that bull on the business card, which doesn't necessarily hold as much clout anymore. So as that trend continues and more advisors start to say, hey, you know, I've been paying 60 cents or 70 cents or 80 cents in a dollar in order for this big Wall Street wirehouse type of culture, why do that when I can actually keep 60 or 70 or 80 cents on the dollar, put my name on the door, have the responsibilities and the obligations as a community leader in my respective community around the country, and now I go to Good Life, and Good Life is going to provide all the back office, the infrastructure, the training, the technology and such. So I'm kind of getting the best of both worlds. I've moved from a culture of service, or a culture of sales rather, into a culture of service. I'm not selling proprietary stuff any longer, but I still have the Class A office space that my clients have grown to expect. and I'm able to keep the majority of that revenue in my community so that I can reinvest it and do the things that I want to do to grow my business. So it's kind of a grassroots thing. It's really the more people that know that good life exists, both from a client standpoint as well as from an advisor standpoint, we'll start to see the momentum continue to swing our way, hopefully, here as we continue to build this thing. The good news is that Courtney and I are barely 30 years old, and with over a decade of experience in the business, it puts me in a unique standpoint where my advisors and my clients know that I'm going to be around for a long time. I'm not going anywhere. But yet we still have the track history of getting through some pretty tough times and tough markets and whatnot. So we feel like we're really positioned good as an executive leadership team to grow and to give the advisors and the clients confidence in what good life is going to be able to do here over the next decade and then some.
Well, certainly a hearty congratulations to you and the company. Speaking of which, where can folks get more information and how can they be in touch in regards to Good Life Advisors?
Sure. So if you are a retail client, in other words, if you're just somebody listening to the radio that has questions about what you're doing with your current financial plan or current financial situation, our website is GoodLifeFA. So as if it's Good Life Financial Advisors, GoodLifeF as in Frank, A as in Apple.com, GoodLifeFA.com. And then for an advisor that is interested in joining us, our website is AdvisorOwnedRIA.com.
Well, Connor, once again, we certainly appreciate your time and for joining us. Certainly was our pleasure and look forward to another opportunity to speak with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. You too.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Connor Delaney, founder of Good Life Advisors, that is based on the impetus to promote a financial services culture dedicated to the client and the individual advisors rather than a culture of sales and corporate profits. And for more information, simply visit AdvisorOwnedRIA.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.